Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is possibly the one of the final episodes of the Crotch Shot Radio Show. It's not gonna be the ending of me podcasting or anything. I'm just retiring the podcast, retiring this podcast. I'm gonna be starting something new in the near future, so keep your eye out. Follow me on all the socials at LouisB6 on Twitter. LBE Comedy, that's LBEE Comedy on the Instagram, LouisB1 on the Tiki Talkies. I will blast it out everywhere. There's some drama going on the TikToks, with a guest that I had on my show. For a very, very long time ago. Some of you remember,
yeah.
Roma Army, Chloe Roma, or Chloe Sunderland. I've had her on my show. And the first time I had her on the show, I asked her, how come you don't work with any other men's rights groups in Canada? And, you know, throughout the, 3 years, she blew up. Got all these real simps that they break their neck to give her money, and I don't see her like, okay, you can make a living. It's fine and dandy, make a living. But you know, you got people calling her out. I saw a video on TikTok. I was like, holy shit, by Tay Tay Baby. But I have this young lady, another female MRA, goodness, I'm just like stuttering today. I haven't done a podcast in months. Holy shit. I have Madison of the Madhouse.
Or the Mad Militia for Men.
Mad Militia for Men. There you go.
Yeah. Find me on TikTok. It's wonderful.
Yes, go follow her. She's married, guys, so please don't hit on her. Don't ask for no booby pictures. Because on her Patreon, well, she doesn't have a Patreon yet. I gather.
I will be having a Patreon soon, but it'll be a spicy Patreon where I will make dirty jokes the entire time I'm cooking and basically talking about making spicy noodles that are spicier than the nudes that I send to my husband.
Right. Because that's only for your husband. The nudes are for the husband only.
Yeah. Yeah, the nudes are for my husband. However, making you spicy noodles and sending you those? Great.
Right. Well, we'll find out what you could do with a chorizo. So, yeah. You know what a chorizo is, right?
Yeah, sausage.
Yes, there you go. There you go. Good job. So, you wanted to come on. You wanted to discuss this, get this off your chest. So, go.
Yes, because I want to address the basically cat fight of the century with It's Tay Tay Baby, with Roma Army, with just pearly things. I want to, I honestly want to discuss all of it. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to see a bunch of hens cackling and wanted to see a bunch of women fighting, I would have just turned on WWE Raw. Honestly. Because we're in the fight for our life, to fight for men's rights, to fight for, you know, men's issues. And we, from either a red pill perspective, from a fresh and fit perspective, or even just hell, from a common sense perspective, that the 10 men obviously, you know, does and brings up data and statistics and facts and peer-reviewed studies from Harvard and Ivy League schools and well-known reputable sites. Yeah. So the fact of the matter is, I have issues with all of the female MRAs that I just mentioned and that I just stated. I have issues with all of them. I have issues with just partly things. I have an issue with It's Tay Tay Baby. And I also have an issue with the Roma Army. I really do. Because I've been at this men's rights activist thing for a year and a half now, and I'm still not getting anywhere. And I wonder why. It's because I'm not a controversial woman. I'm not this, you know, girl that wants to, that's asking for attention from dudes. I'm not about that. That's not what I'm about. I want to get the recognition for my content, but I also want to be empathetic towards women as well, but at the same time calling out their shitty behavior. Right. And that's my intention. But at the same time, when you are nice and you're funny and you are not necessarily this, you know, shit stirrer or this pot stirrer, you know, you're also not
charging $100 a month to see your titles.
Yeah. And when you're not selling, you know, and when you're not going, basically not trying to go the sexy route.
Yeah.
Your journey is a lot harder.
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed that too. You know, I do stand up comedy. I mean, you have to be, like, as a guy, you have to be twice as funny, and you have to be extremely original. But a lot of women, especially on TikTok, that have a lot of views or a lot of followers, all they do is, oh, I'm dancing in the bikini, and it's like, huh. Following the same trend. But the thing is like, see, I don't know much about Tay Tay Baby but just pearly things. I've heard some things. Brittany Venti actually went after her, so I suggest everyone just go on YouTube, find the video of Brittany Venti exposing Pearl. She seems to be a grifter to me. Again, I don't know nothing about Tay Tay, so I'm not going to speak out about Tay Tay.
I mean, for me, I appreciate both the Roma Army, and I support both the Roma Army.
Yeah.
And It's Tay Tay Baby. I support both, because, you know, we're all in the same fight, and
Are we though? Because look, I mean, I've criticized Chloe on my TikTok many times because she's gotten it wrong. I'm not going to be afraid to call her out. Like, what is she doing? She's not working with any men's rights groups in the United States or Canada.
I do.
Okay, you do. I don't know about, well, Pearl, all I know is she is up the butt crack of Fresh and Fit. And honestly, like, look, Fresh and Fit, Fresh and Fit, the Whatever Podcast, I think shows like that are toxic. I'm not trying to sound like a simp, because there are many things that women do wrong. But if women are sluts, men are slut makers. And if I could quote Jesse Lee Peterson when he interviewed Amber Rose. He's like, what? She was like, if I'm a slut, what are men? Slut makers. Okay, if you want a woman with a low body count, you too as well need to have a low fucking body count.
It only makes sense. Like, you are, because if we're going at it from a right-wing perspective, and this is just me going at it from a right-wing perspective, right-wing, typically people that are more Republican-leaning is they believe that a man is to be, you know, the head of the household, the leader, and all of that stuff. So the leader has to follow the same standards that he's upholding onto his wife or his future partner. Mm-hmm. So the fact of the matter is, if you are going to slut shame a woman for having a high body count, but yet you are allowed to have a high body count, it sounds to me like you have a narcissistic form of leadership and it's not worth anything to me. You have no business being a husband.
Right.
That's just me. But the fact of the matter is, I am so tired of female MRAs that are really trying to get the views, that are really trying, because there actually is this one woman and she has multiple sclerosis and she's amazing. Her name is Erin, and she has a YouTube channel called Feminism on Trial. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely adore her. She has fallen in love with a guy, you know, later in life, and she's getting so-called married, but she's not getting like the legal government court documents because she does believe that marriage nowadays is a trap for men, but she wants to be married and she wants to make that lifelong commitment. However, she doesn't want to do it with governmental ties to it.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. But it's the like, fact it's of the
like
matter is,
it's like love with a threat behind it.
Yeah. And so she just doesn't want to do that.
Right.
And I really appreciate her. She is a very traditional woman. She wants to stay at home. She wants to be a homemaker. She wants to do all that stuff, even though she can't have children. I don't particularly know, but she wants to follow the traditional gender roles, and that's totally fine. But the fact of the matter is, I love her channel. She does not get the recognition that she deserves. She's super smart, super educated. And there's this other young lady, and her name is, she actually has a podcast that she's a part of called the Two Blokes Podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Where she's talking with two guys we all trying to get recognition on YouTube somehow.
Yeah,
but the fact of the matter is, like, she's been absolutely incredible. She's younger than I am, and she's been at this female MRA stuff for longer than I have, and she has
younger,
you know,
than you. You're like what, 12?
26, and she's in her early 20s.
Oh, you're 26 and you're already married.
Yeah, I'm 26 and been married for a long time.
How did you hook him?
Young, and I met him whenever I was 17.
Oh, and you pounced on him like a lioness on a gazelle, and
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, he put a ring on it, so congratulations.
Yeah. But, her name is on the podcast, her name is Tall Lady, because she likes to be anonymous and stuff like that, so she likes to live her life very privately.
Right.
But she does have a podcast, and she does talk about these things, but she doesn't want, you know, her name to be out for everybody to see it, right. And I totally respect that. She's absolutely incredible. I highly respect her. She's a badass in the female men's rights, you know, sphere, the same way that Erin is, and with feminism on trial. She talks about, because with Feminism on Trial, she talks about, you know, the MGTOW. She makes videos almost every single day. I can't do it as often because I'm working. Mm-hmm. She doesn't, you know, just the way that her schedule is, it's a lot more free.
So you work in the kitchen.
Yes, I work in the kitchen.
Where you belong because you're a woman.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, ha-ha.
But, you know, 90% of professional chefs are men, so I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. You know, we show you how it's done. True. And then it's like, okay, you know how to cook the steak correctly? All right, I'm going to sit down and watch Frasier.
But
salad and some eggs.
But the fact of the matter is, I want to call out all three, just rapid fire.
Okay, so let's start off with the easy one. What do you have against just pearly things?
The double standard debutante, just overall drastic disgrace that she is of a supposed men's rights advocate, because she doesn't believe in equality at all. Like, whenever it comes to domestic violence, she basically made a post and it said, you know, if you were actually abused, you'd call the police. No, that there's so many abuse cases that are a lot more complicated than that, where a mm-hmm. police report can't be filed because, you know, when you're a victim of domestic violence, guess what? You're scared.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing, though. Yeah. I mean, to tack on that, like the Whatever podcast, they had a guy where the guys that were like, oh, if you're being abused, you don't divorce. Like, wait, what? So she's like, oh, you're supposed to endure. You endure. No, if any of my female family or female friends, they're getting their asses kicked by their husband. No, you leave. You tell me. You call the cops, or you tell me. We get in a Toyota Civic. We all 30 of us. We'll pile them into one Toyota Civic. We'll go to the place. We drag them out.
So if my husband ever does that to me, just give your phone call.
Well, no, you probably deserved it at that point, because that man's a fucking saint. Brandon's a fucking saint. I've never want to hear you fucking even freaking, like, no hypotheticals with that man. How dare you?
Oh, goodness.
Dare you.
No, I'm just kidding. That's your boyfriend.
That's
on the
my
side.
Boyfriend. I'm gonna steal him. I'm gonna take him to freaking Dave and Buster's, and we're gonna play video games. And
yeah.
And
then you're gonna have his white cracker ass.
Yeah, we're gonna find a white cracker girl, and we're gonna run a trend on her, like some X-rated Lady and the Tramp thing, where instead of a spaghetti, we share a girl.
That's fucking funny. You gotta say, if that actually does happen, you gotta send me the video. That'd be fucking great.
No, why would we reward you with that? If you lost them, that's because you messed up.
Well,
we'll call you and we'll let you hear.
Okay.
All right.
So
Pearly.
Back to just Pearl. She slut shames women completely unfairly, knowing that. And what I find totally hilarious is the fact that she slut shamed women,
mm-hmm.
but yet her own boyfriend broke up with her because her body count was too high. Make that make sense?
I don't know.
Simple, it doesn't.
I don't know. I mean, she doesn't have a boyfriend. Like, she's like, oh, like I've yeah. seen. I saw when Brittany Venti, huh?
Not that attractive either.
She's not my type.
Yeah, she's not my type either.
And you saw I have a range.
Yeah, I saw your porn history.
Hey yo.
Oh.
Hey yo. So anyways.
By accident. accident, y'all. By accident.
No, you didn't. You asked. You asked to see it. You're like, let me see your porn history. I want to know what. I want to know what turns you on in case my husband is on there.
Yes. Yeah. I was checking to make sure that. Making sure. Yeah, making sure y'all's sex tape is not on there yet.
No, it's not on there yet. I'm not gonna put it on the free porn site. It's gonna be a website.
It's gonna be on Patreon.
Yeah, two guys, one milk dud.
Yeah.
Ew. So, anyways, yeah.
But yeah, like that's the thing. Like two. There's just so many things wrong with the things that she said, because a lot of males don't report domestic violence. So what do you say about that? Like the male domestic violence, like the domestic violence rate is an even Steven. It's 50-50 according to the 10 men and domestic violence research that they have recently done.
Well, that's because we get laughed at. We get laughed at. Like if we go to the cops, it's like, there was this, goodness, I wish I could share video. There was this news report done by ABC where they showed, the difference between the different response between a woman getting abused than a man. If a woman's being abused, you have everyone gathered like, hey, you can't do that. But if the woman is beating up the guy, they laugh. You know, and at one point it was a cop. He was just passing by. And he's like, it's just a little tiff. But if it was the other way around, he would have arrested him immediately. Because, you know, hey.
Yeah.
You know, it's a double standard, but hey, you know, it's a double standard.
Yeah, and that's what Just Pearly thinks doesn't understand and doesn't grasp and doesn't realize, is that she realizes everything that she says can be gender reverse and put onto the male, and where the men are the victims. And that's what she does not think through whenever she makes those Twitter posts. That's what she doesn't think through at all. There's nothing wrong with being traditional. It's just there needs to be tradition with equality in mind.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen.
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if you're going to go, like, especially people who are religious, I mean, in the Bible, you don't abuse your wife. In fact, the commandment is to love your wife as you love yourself.
So, yeah, love your wife as Christ loves the church, and do not be harsh with her.
Yeah.
Beating the shit out of your wife is being harsh with her. That's being incredibly harsh. That's not treating her with Christ-like love. If anything, it's doing the opposite.
Yeah.
So it's beyond. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's.
Yeah, I mean.
She really doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, oh, well, you know, I'll let my man cheat on me. Like, why would you. Like, again, I'm going to sound like the biggest simp on the planet right now, but. If you're with somebody and you need to cheat on her, just be single.
Just leave.
Just leave. Just be single. Sleep around. You know, that's what Tinder's for. You go, you do hookups and all that. If you can't be in a committed relationship, well, guys are not wired that way. Like that one, I forgot the name of that one dude on the whatever podcast. He's like, oh, guys are not wired that way. No, guys are wired that way. That was our original design, to have one woman. I truly believe that if you're married and it's like, oh, I can't be faithful, that's just the imperfection of sin. I mean, I'm not trying to be all religious right now, but I think that's just what.
Me and you are religious, so we talk about faith.
I'm not really religious. I'm just like certain teachings stick with me, and it's like, and of course, I'm becoming like, I don't want to say feminist, but the more rock metal concerts that go with like female talents, like female lead singers, I'm like, they're human.
Yeah.
Like,
amazing how that works, right?
Damn. damn, I'm attracted to them more than their bodies. What the fuck is wrong? Am I turning gay? Am I gay?
No, you're just you're turning a new leaf. You're growing. Yes. You're evolving.
Yeah, I know. That's probably why I'm turning 40, and that's the next step of my evolution. Is like, oh, okay, now I'm a 40-year-old man. But anyways.
But yeah, like just pearly things really is irritating. Yeah. She's just irritating to me. And anyway, but do you want to talk about It's Tay Tay Baby? I mean, because I know you don't really know her all that well.
Yeah, I mean, well, go for it, because I don't know her.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, when I saw the beef that they had between the two of them,
is Tay Tay Baby going back? Like, that's the thing. I don't see Pearl going after Chloe. I don't see no back and forth.
Well, that's because Pearl blocked Chloe.
Oh.
That's because Pearl blocked Chloe, and then, like, Chloe all of a sudden started blasting her out on Twitter saying, oh, she blocked me, and which I totally agree. Whenever it comes to Chloe and all that stuff, I totally agree. Pearl blocking her was a bad thing to do.
Not really. I mean, like, you know, if you don't want to deal with it, like, you don't have to deal with somebody's bullshit. You don't have to deal with it. It's like, I mean, yeah, you know, what's in it for Pearl, who has a bigger audience, like Tay Tay Baby said, mm-hmm. in that video you showed me, she does have the bigger audience. Like, you know, what advantage is it to her giving her a platform? Because all arguing with her would do is give her a boost. Show like her audience will go watch her shit, raise her algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
There's no advantage, like with Chloe. But with Chloe going after Pearl, you know, hey, you know, chopping at. Yeah, you're gonna get some of her followers to follow you. So there's more of an advantage for her going after someone bigger than her.
She's trying to bite off some of Pearl's viewers, essentially.
Yeah. And I mean, but is Tay Tay Baby fighting with Pearl? Like, what is this? Is there?
I mean, Tay Tay doesn't agree with everything that Pearl says either, and that's one of the things that I appreciate about Tay Tay.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, when Tay Tay reacted to, one of Chloe's videos, mm-hmm. and Chloe, the way that Chloe conducted herself in one of the videos that she was doing in response to It's Tay Tay Baby, Chloe articulated what she had to say very intelligently, and I was very impressed with what she did.
Mm-hmm.
However, It's Tay Tay Baby, when she reacted to the video and she responded after the fact, she was using F-bombs and GDs and everything else and just flying off. And she was being... Yeah,
so do I. I use those words.
But she was doing it in a very emotional way. Like, she wasn't articulating what she had to say. Like, for just an outsider's perspective looking in, mm-hmm. I didn't see... She was just like, oh, I'm in a dog walk. And da-da-da-da-da. And get them. And I was like, girl...
I mean, like, but that's the thing, I'm not understanding the beef between Chloe and Tay Tay. Like, what was the thing that got them interacting? Like, for someone to say, I'm going to dog walk you, there had to have been an interaction that caused...
Apparently, there was an accusation of Tay Tay stealing Chloe Roma's content. Okay. Chloe, people steal other people's content to get to other places if it works.
I mean, first of all, she shouldn't really be talking, because when I first had her on my podcast, she knew jack shit about men's rights. She didn't know what what MGTOW was.
Men going the wrong way.
Yeah, she didn't. I had to teach her that.
I knew what that was straight out the gate.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you watch her content, it's the same fucking thing all the time. The only thing that's different is her tagline. Yeah, it's the same. The only thing that she does that no one else does is the tagline, no dick. And after a while, I was like, okay, dude, what are you doing? What's your goal? I mean, I've criticized Chloe many times because last summer, she puts out a video criticizing Kyle Rittenhouse, getting it all wrong, even stuff that was proven in the trial that it was self-defense. She's like, he brought a gun over state's lines. No, he didn't. And then when I called her out on it, poof, video gone. Earlier this year, she advocated for men to cheat if the wife is not giving it up. And I'm like, no, fucking leave. You don't lose the moral high ground by cheating. Cause it's like,
exactly.
Like it makes you look like an asshole. It's going to be like, oh, so you left your wife, you cheated on your wife because you weren't getting any? Oh, what? You couldn't like jerk yourself off? And no.
Until papers are signed and then you find somebody?
Yeah, I mean, you get divorce papers, it's finalized, you split up. It's like, no, she kept disrespecting me, I kept fulfilling her needs, and she was just selfish. I had to leave because for my own mental health. Now that's a position, it's like, okay, you keep your honor. And what she did with those videos? Poof. Gone. So she stuck to like saying the same fucking talking points over and over and over and over and over again. At least with the dadvocate, she's coming from a place of actually having a fucking husband.
Right.
And it seems like Chloe can't even keep a man. So I'm like, come on, brah.
And that's the thing. Honestly, this is why just a little tip for every single man that wants to follow a female. If she is single, I would proceed with caution with supporting a female men's rights advocate that is single. I would proceed with caution. I would mostly follow either engaged, long-term relationship, or married female men's rights advocates. That is my best tip for any guy.
You just described yourself.
Hey, you want to follow me? It's fine. I'm married. It's okay. But the fact of the matter is, or like a woman that has been divorced and is, you know, trying to, you know, advocate and use her voice fairly, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, even if she made a mistake, even if she cheated, like, basically, follow ones that have been in, that have played the game, who have played the marriage game, who have played that sort of thing, because that is what's going to give you a better perspective and a better understanding. Mm-hmm. Following single, unmarried women is probably not a good idea.
I mean, the one thing I question is, like, look, and this is someone that, like, okay, you know, especially in the online dating thing, right, you run into like a lot of catfish, a lot of bots. I don't trust anyone that's like, okay, oh, I'm part of a movement, and we're gonna fix this issue, but you're selling porn and you're not doing anything other than just showing yourself off. I was like, oh, look at this like romper I got with the cutouts. It's like, oh, okay. I mean, I mean, thank you, I guess, but you know.
Or hey,
for $100 a month, you can see my toto. Like, come on, bro.
Like,
first of all, like, why are you charging $100 a month for, like, starting OnlyFans? If you're gonna do that, starting OnlyFans. I mean, I've seen her porn. That shit's already out there. Like, why? No one should be paying $100. Like, if you want to support her, fine. Just throw her a couple bucks. But it seems like she's gotten rich off of this movement. Which, I guess, fine, whatever. But she should stop claiming that she's a men's rights advocate when she's technically not advocating for... She's not advocating. She's not going to parliament. She's not trying to change laws. She's not working with other men's rights groups. She, like, if I was making money hand over fist, being a men's rights activist, start a defense fund, a legal defense fund.
This is just me. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit if she sells nudes. I don't care. Mm-hmm. However, use those nudes that you're making, the men are paying $100 a month. Use your tits for a cause, you know? Like, use it to start, you know, defense funds. Use it to start, you know, all of these things. Like, use it and be public about the steps that you're taking. And I mean, like, go into your videos, start making vlogs like every single week, stating what you are doing for that week, you know, with the steps that you are taking to advocate for men's rights. I don't care if you are selling nudes on the internet. I really don't care. Yeah. But use those nudes for a purpose that is going to help men and that is going to help them in a positive way. Like, that is what I need.
Yeah.
That is what I expect out of a female men's rights advocate if she's going to participate and do those sorts of things.
Yeah. And PSA for whoever watches this, stripping down to your thong is not comedy. I'm sorry. It's just, okay, if you're writing a skit and the punchline of the joke is you in a fucking thong, that's just an insult to the fucking art form. As someone that does stand-up comedy, that's someone that fucking writes, and I see, and guys, I'm tired of fucking seeing you guys, oh my god, you're so hot, you saw this. She's trying to do comedy, and the fucking bit is showing her ass, and it's like, you guys are fucking salivating? Like, okay, she might have a nice ass, but come on, it's not comedy.
I'm funny. If you want to follow a female men's rights advocate, that's funny.
You're not a comedian either. Calm it down.
Shut the fuck up, Louie. I'm not shutting
nothing the fuck up.
No. Like, it's just, that's the thing.
You only have one husband. So there. You're not that funny.
I can get two.
What are you, Muslim?
Just to make a point. I can get another husband just to make a point.
How dare you? Upgrade the bet. Is that your comeback? Whatever.
But the fact of the matter is, she needs to understand that if she's going to do those sorts of things, she needs to be
honest.
A little bit.
No, she needs to be transparent. Like, because if she's not gonna do anything, just say, this is just for me to live. I'm just an entertainer. Don't say you're a men's rights activist. Say you're an entertainer because you're not activating. You're active. You're not being active.
And if she is advocating and doing all that stuff, she just happened to be private with a bunch of stuff. I completely understand that. However, you need to have that being stated. You need to say, hey, there are steps and actions that I am taking right now. However, there's because of, you know, privacy reasons and because of, you know, this, this, and this, mm-hmm. needs to have that stated and be and give a proper, better explanation and a better, just explanation yeah. over what she's actually doing in the men's rights community. I'm part of, I interact with not one, but two men's rights organizations. I am a part of every once in a while, Women Against Wrongful Convictions and False Allegations. Mm-hmm. I participate in those meetings. It's a support group for men that were falsely accused of sexual assault, domestic violence, rape, any sort of got the wrong jail charge with gun violence. Like these are the organizations that I work with. These are the organizations that I'm a part of. I also, every once in a while, will be in conversations with the National Coalition for Men. Every once in a while. The only reason why I have to say every once in a while, even though I frequently talk to them, is because they don't exactly like me having a potty mouth. So that's why I have to say every once in a while for legal purposes. But the fact of the matter is, like, I talk to them quite frequently. Mm-hmm. And me and the person, they're two of the same female men's rights advocates that I mentioned that are in those same meetings with me. Meanwhile, I'm trying to make entertaining content. I'm trying to figure out ways that I can advocate, ways to raise money without having to go to Chloe's level to do it.
Right.
And that is the most difficult part. That is one of the most exhausting things that I can do. I also am in a contracting deal with Travis Pangburn. Mm-hmm. He has the Pangburn Discussion Hangout. And I'm working on, believe it or not, I actually signed a contract a couple of weeks ago to start making podcasting episodes.
All right. With you.
So, yay, I'm excited. Yay. So we'll be talking about men's issues. We'll be talking about sex, relationships, all that stuff. No subject will not be talked about. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited for that. So that way I can get monetized. So right. that way I can take those necessary steps mm-hmm. to make men's lives better. Right. That is why I want I want to be on Fox News. I want to be on, I want to be on Fox News. I want to be on Rumble. I want to be on YouTube. I want to be a part of these conversations. I want to be on Jedediah Beale Live. That is my goal, mm-hmm. to be on her show and to talk about topics like this.
Right.
Because I feel like as a conservative woman, we need a real conservative voice for men mm-hmm. in the men's rights movement, but we need to do it with equality in mind. And that's the problem and that's the issue that I'm running into. But the fact of the matter is, my issue with It's Tay-Tay Baby, the only issue that I have with her is the fact that when she responds in a very way. She needs to be a little bit more soft, a little bit softer with her approach. She needs to be a little less abrasive with her approach. That is my only issue. But the problem that I have with Chloe is the fact that the way that she's going about it is unfortunately what I like to call the lazy route. That is how I feel about it. I don't give a shit if she does it. I just think that it's the lazier way to go.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, selling nudes on the internet. But if you have to do that, then take the necessary, like, be very descriptive with what you are doing with it. Like, go do a vlog, like, every single week of, like, what you are doing. Yeah. And don't say, hey, you have to pay $7.99 for a YouTube membership in order to get more videos. No. What you need to do is that you need to say every single week, hey, these nudes and this content and everything else, you need to say, hey, I am taking this legal action. I'm doing this legal thing. I'm doing this legal thing. I'm doing this legal thing. However, I can't tell you exactly what legal thing that it is because of like secrecy laws and all of that stuff. So that way you guys don't get your hopes up if it doesn't work out. That I completely understand. I am working hard to create a law as well. And it's called the Unfathered Act, where basically if a woman has an abortion without the man's consent or knowledge, he is entitled to monetary compensation for that.
Like a stud fee.
Yeah, like a stud fee. And it's called the Unfathered Act. That is what I am working on. That is the bill that I'm wanting to create. It is pro-life, but it is also pro-choice at the same time. And I feel like men's rights advocates would absolutely be thrilled with this law. And also, at the same time, I'm trying to create another law where it's a gun bill. Basically, where we're going to get less regulations on obtaining firearms, because we know that being anti-gun control is also being all for gun control is actually being anti-male, because that means that the good man can't stand up against the bad ones and defend their families properly. And that is a big major issue that I have as a conservative MRA. That is a big major issue that I've had ever since I was a kid. Like, I've always been an advocate. So I'm also a guns rights advocate as well. So that's another advocate that I am. I work with, gun organizations as well. So on top of National Coalition for Men. So I'm in the scene. I have Governor Ron DeSantis. I had Governor Ron DeSantis in my emails. That is how legit I am of a female men's rights advocate that I am. And
you're the reason why he hates gay people.
Maybe. I don't know. He keeps listening to the lesbian jokes I keep making. Won't fucking answer. But the fact of the matter
is, I like lesbians.
But the fact
that's from Dave Chappelle, by the way, in case you're too young for that joke. To get the reference, Chappelle show.
But that is the most frustrating thing about being a female men's rights advocate and trying to do things the right way and trying to do things the ethical way and trying to do things the clean way is, when you do it that way, you don't get as far. And that is the most annoying part. And I get that she had like a good chunk of following before she started doing that type of content.
Actually, she did that content first. She had a Pornhub. She would do it. Yeah.
I thought that stuff on her stuff was revenge porn.
No, that was, she had a Pornhub.
Well.
Yep.
Whatever it is, allegedly revenge porn or whatever.
That shit was posted on Pornhub. That was hers. She deleted it. But yeah.
But nonetheless, whatever it is, if she's going to go that sort of route, she needs to understand what responsibility that she has just carried, what burden that she has just placed. And if that's the case, Roma Army, I'm so sorry, but if you're going to continue to sell nudes on the internet and do it this way, I'm sorry, but I think you're obligated to collab with other female creators to give them a fair shot, because you choose to do it the unethical way. You're obligated. That is your responsibility, to give other female MRAs a shot, because you choose to sell your body and choose to be unethical about it. That is just how I feel. So if you want to collab with me, somebody who's been at it for a year and a half, and I'm down. I will show you what it's like to do it the ethical way.
All right.
It's not easy, by the way.
Nope. All right. Well, I got nothing else to say. You?
I mean, I could go back to It's Tay-Tay, baby.
Nah, we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, Armie, leave her alone.
I could go on for days.
She's the only one that seems to be like the innocent one out of the three.
Yeah, like the most innocent one out of the three is Tay-Tay.
Yeah. I mean, oof. She brings the spice.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, you know, but then again, you know, she's in the sandwich between two ham sandwiches. So anyways.
Yeah. She's a beautiful woman though. I will admit, like all, I mean, Chloe and Tay-Tay are very beautiful women.
Alright, so calm it down. Yeah. Alright. So keep it in your pants. Do not objectify women.
I said that they were pretty. I didn't ask them to bend over and show me their buttholes.
That's
goodbye, Joe. Madison Adams.
Yeah.